cleaning up a toxic hotspot in West Michigan. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. This summer, work crews will tackle the next phase of cleanup in the Muskegon Lake area. Muskegon Lake is one of 12 toxic hotspots in Michigan. It's called an area of concern. Kathy Evans is with the West Michigan Shoreline Regional Development Commission. Her group is overseeing the $7.9 million cleanup project. She says they'll be digging up sediments and restoring wetlands. They'll be doing this work in Bear Creek and Bear Lake.
And so once we can address the water quality of Bear Lake, it will help us remove the entire Muskegon Lake area of concern from that list.
She says all of the cleanup work and restoration should be done by the end of 2018.
That day, it won't be just a day. I'm going to celebrate all year because that's going to be a really good celebration.
Two places in Michigan have come off the areas of concern list, but we still have 12 of these toxic sites in our state. Four are in the Upper Peninsula, and the rest are in the southern half of the Lower Peninsula. Matt Doss is policy director at the Great Lakes Commission. It's an agency that works on behalf of the eight Great Lakes states. So, Matt, why do we have so many toxic hotspots in Michigan?
Well, it's because Michigan has a long history and a legacy of industrial activity and paper mills and other types of uses of these waterways that were tremendously important for our economy and the development of our state and our culture here. But unfortunately, they left a legacy of pollution.
What are we doing to clean these places up?
Well, there's a tremendous amount of work underway right now. Your listeners may be aware that there's a significant federal program in place now called the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. And since 2010, the Restoration Initiative has been providing funding to implement the actions needed to carry out that restoration program and clean up these areas. Some of the big priorities for the areas of concern are cleaning up contaminated sediments. And this is toxic pollution that was put into our water ways years ago, again, before we had the laws and technologies that we do today, that in most cases sunk to the bottom of our waters and contaminated our sediments. And the problem is that that continues to be a threat to public health. It continues to contaminate the fish that we like to catch and eat. It contributes to restrictions on how we can eat that fish and restrictions in dredging and other ways to use our waterways. So that's probably one of the top priorities and really, again, a legacy of our industrial past.
We as taxpayers are on the hook for paying for most of this cleanup, right?
Well, in some cases, yes. This is really a shared responsibility among the federal government, the state government. In some cases, local communities are pitching in. And in some cases, also, there are industries that have some responsibility for some of the past pollution. So it's really a combination of funding. But clearly, a lot of that is taxpayer funding. And clearly, the federal funding from the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative is really pivotal to stimulating this work.
Do you have a sense of how long it's going to take to get all of these sites off the list?
Well, over the next 5 years, we're projecting to finish cleanup work in seven more AOCs in Michigan. So it's a huge amount of progress there. And we have to just bear in mind that this does take time. It took more than a century to create these problems. It's taken us a couple decades to get to the point where we really understand what the problems are and know what the solutions are. So we're really making quick progress now. But there's some real challenges in some of the bigger areas like the Rouge River, the Kalamazoo River, where we have some old dilapidated dams that might need to be removed. Many of those have contaminated sediments that have built up behind the dams. So those are really big, technically difficult challenges, and it's going to take time.
Matt Doss is Policy Director at the Great Lakes Commission. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.